This is a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station. This is Frida Liu, and listening to Open for Business. Video games are often regarded as merely entertainment, yet in the last few years, Malaysian gaming industry business experienced rapid growth and recognition. According to SEA Gaming Industry Report 2021, the Malaysian gaming industry is valued at $786 million and the third largest in Southeast Asia. Well, established in 2004, Off Gamers was established to connect gamers, game developers, and game publishers in one place and make transactions between them possible to create a perfect platform for game developers, publishers, and gamers alike. I'm here with Karen Teng, Director of Strategic Partnership Unit of Off Gamers. And of course, Off Gamers was started by three brothers, one of which she's married to.
Yes. Okay. Very luckily.
Now, this was started in 2004, right? That's almost 20 years in this space, right? Can you tell me what was the original idea when the business first started?
The original idea was actually to provide our customers a place to purchase what they like in game. So one of our brothers who came up with the original idea, he was studying in US, and he actually picked up an item in game and sold it on eBay.
Okay.
And realized that, hey, you know, there is a market for this. And so we all just, you know, went in and did this.
Okay. Yeah. And now nearly 20 years on, right? From the original idea, I'm sure it's gone through many pivots and changes and all that. No, what's happened in the last almost 20 years?
So we actually pivoted away from trading in-game items because it was a little gray.
Yeah.
Right? So we went full force into the distribution of gift cards, direct top-ups in-game. Actually, I think we were one of the pioneer, if not the pioneer, in providing direct top-up to games. So we actually developed the system from scratch. At that point, we were working very closely with QBNet for Perfect World. Yeah, so we basically pivoted away from the original business model to now.
And you have to, right? Because the market's completely changed.
Yes. Well, the market has changed, but there was a real need to really separate these two businesses and to gain actually recognition in the market as somebody who's legit, you know, and to have a real recognition from our partners that, you know, we can do real jobs with you, you know, we can deliver.
Right. Yeah. And when you say real jobs with you, what kind of projects are you working on?
Okay. So let's say we are talking about working with big brands and that they have a very strict compliance process in which we have to comply. If we were still in that business, it would have been impossible for us to be able to sign them on and also to provide the distribution business and couple that distribution business, incorporate it into our marketing. Because big brands doesn't want to, you know, associate themselves with a business which is grey, right? Yeah, so we have to be very legitimate. And I'm glad that we made that move many, many years ago and go into the gift card business instead.
Right, okay. Yeah. Now, what do you do as Director of Strategic Partnerships?
Strategic Partnerships, as the name suggests, I go out and talk to organizations and corporate companies, you know, to form partnerships with them. We run co-promotions. We run co-branding activities with them. So in the past year, we have done from small to big brands.
Right.
So we have done collaboration with the likes of the hospitality side, which is like Rosa Malaysia in Malacca, you know, to provide this extra incentives for our users to get a free hotel stay.
Ah.
You know, we also work with HP in Indonesia and a few others.
Okay.
And some of the other big brands, we have been with them for a while, like PayPal, you know, we have been working with them since 2014 in terms of collaboration. But of course, you know, the relationship with PayPal has been much longer than that.
Right, right. Yeah. And of course, your work then expands beyond Malaysia for sure.
Yes. Actually, in our business, the local business was quite impossible to penetrate at the point of incorporation because that was 20 years ago, right?
Right.
Internet was not exactly very good back then. So our business has always been global. We started in US, we included Europe after that, and then Middle East, and then we go from there. So it was global from the get-go.
Yeah. Right. If you talk about a percentage of Malaysian business, that would be how many percent of your business right now?
Malaysia?
Yeah.
About less than 10.
Less than 10%. Yeah. Okay, so it's more the global... Now, what happened during the pandemic? How was business affected during the pandemic?
Pandemic was good for us, to be honest. I think it is good for all e-commerce companies. For us, I think we experienced almost a double in growth, in revenue.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because people at home.
Yes, and all of us work from home. And
play.
No, actually, we don't get to play at home. To be honest, it was really... the business was really picking up. It really picked up right then. And nobody had time to play. So we were just working day and night, day and night, day and night, you know. It was very hard for us to actually recruit.
Right.
Yeah. We couldn't see them and we were not used to it. So we did recruit some, not many. But it totally changed our nature of executing our internal processes.
Right.
So we move everything home and then we stop tracking whether they turn up. We only track if the job is done.
Right.
Yeah. So, and right now we are not even going back to the office. We just, you know, go back like when we feel like it or maybe once a week.
Okay. Yeah. And basically that's it, right? To measure if the work is done. Doesn't matter whether you're in the office or not.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
So speaking of which, right, how large a team do you have? Where are they located and all that?
Our main team is, actually the bulk of the team is in Malaysia.
Okay.
So we are at about 70 headcount right now. We are very lean, right? I'm very, very proud of it. We implemented pretty good management systems, you know, into the processes. And we are really, really very lean right now. And the bulk of our headcounts are not in operations.
Right.
Yeah, they're in business development and customer support.
Okay.
Yeah, so... I think we are in a good, very good place right now.
Right. And then finding the talent as well. So you're saying most of the people were actually hired during the pandemic?
We did expand the team during the pandemic. Like my unit right now, Strategic Partnership Unit, was formed during the pandemic.
What were you doing prior?
Prior, I was a business development director.
Okay. We'll talk a little bit more. I'm here with Catherine Thung from Off Gamers. You're listening to Enterprise BFM 89.9.
Bringing fresh meaning. BFM 89.9.
Good morning, this is Frida Liu. You're listening to Enterprise. I'm here with Karen Thung, Director of Strategic Partnership Unit of Off Gamers. They were established in 2004 by three brothers to connect gamers, game developers and game publishers in one place and make transactions between them possible. Now, you're an established e-commerce platform yourself. How do you reinvest into your business? You know, what do you do, I guess, in terms of growing your business? What areas do you look at?
The first step in growing our business is actually to expand the verticals that we already have. We were previously very focused on video games, right? So we have, say, we call them DLCs. We have DLCs products, we have direct top-up products, we have gift cards, and then we have telco top-ups, which are the four main verticals. So we expanded into physical goods. So we also, right now, provide dropship services,
right?
So in the catalogue, I think right now we have gaming chairs, things like that, and gaming laptops and... Yeah.
Okay.
And stuff like that.
So your business would be more B2B or B2C?
B2C.
More B2C,
yes.
Right? And of course, you were saying that largely Malaysia is a small percentage. Where is the largest part of your business, actually?
Largest part of our business comes from US.
From the US,
yeah.
Okay. And when you look at what's happened with the whole industry as well, right? Where do you see the future for this industry and how it connects back to your business?
Right. I get asked this a lot. Actually, the bulk of the business globally is in China, right? And of course, big GDP countries like Indonesia, Thailand, for example, they're all very good markets to go into. At this moment, I feel that, you know, most of the companies who came up at the same time as us, they are into the local business.
Right.
So if you're an Indonesian company, you specialize in the Indonesian market. If you're Thai, you specialize in Thailand. But for us, I see it as a huge opportunity for us to actually penetrate these markets.
Mm.
So that is growth for us.
Okay.
Yeah. And we're totally going to be doing that.
Okay.
Yeah.
And of course, I met you at an EO event, right?
Yes.
And then, of course, you're part of EO. Now, how has that, I guess, that entity, the organization, helped you in the growth of your business?
Well, EO has actually done good things with us. Out of the three brothers who started this business, one of them has been an EO member for a decade already, I think more on that. And he's been telling us about it. And eventually, all of us joined, you know, just recently, 2 years back. What it has helped us, I think, tremendously. First of all, we have peers. It is a peer-to-peer organization, and I feel that we learn how to deal with peers, and we learn how to talk properly.
Okay.
You know, that's actually very important.
Okay, talk properly. What do you mean by talk properly?
Okay, talk properly meaning we're not always the CEO everywhere, you know, or the CEO or the director everywhere. Like, okay, when I deal with my team, I tend to be able to put myself in their shoes.
Okay.
You know, I will consider their point of view instead of going in and say, do this,
right.
do that, you know.
Okay.
It's my way or the highway, which I do.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, which you did.
I did.
Okay.
Yes.
You're
oh my God.
You're changed.
Yeah. So that's one. And then secondly, I think we met at Taipan and we also implemented EOS,
right.
which is tremendous for us, you know. Our processes are now more streamlined and accountability is clear.
Right.
Yeah. So we no longer have to guess each other or guesstimate if, you know, we are we are able to do this or not. We have very clear targets.
Right.
We have very clear numbers in which we look at on a weekly basis.
Right.
So it's broken down into very, very small pieces whereby we can track and really get a good feel of whether we are there or not.
Mm.
Yeah, it is really very helpful.
And I think one thing helps as well, like the three brothers are involved and then three brothers are aligned.
Yes.
Because you're part of that organization. And it helps because it's not just three people getting together, is three brothers getting together to do business.
Yeah.
You know, so I guess like over the years, what have been some of the most challenging times and how did you all get over it? I'm sure, you know, in the last 20 years, what has been the most difficult period? Pandemic was good.
Yes, pandemic was good. We did not expect that.
Mm.
Okay. In the earlier years, sometime, I think it was like a few years after we started the business, we had a lot of challenges in terms of getting talents, okay? Parents doesn't believe in us.
Right.
students doesn't know what we are, you know? Graduates never heard of us.
Right.
We were in a very bad place.
Mm.
So there was a lot of educating, you know? I took every single opportunity to talk to people about us and to get the recognition in the market. But one person is still not enough, you know?
Right.
So that was one. And then secondly, gaming is always a very, it's a stigma in many markets and in many countries.
Yeah.
So a lot of association were made between gaming and video games and casinos and, you know, betting and all that. But we are not.
Right.
We are not. So we have to be very clear about it. That was one challenge. Even banks will question us, you know, gaming. We will have to investigate to see you're into money laundering, you know, for example, iGaming, for example, which we are not.
Right. So, it's just a lack of understanding.
Yes, lack of understanding. And it's very serious because this understanding is actually very universal. And it's like it's in everybody's mind.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we have to actually change all our narratives into video games.
Right.
We have to call them video games everywhere, you know, in our write-ups, in our company description and everything.
Okay.
Yeah. To make it very, very clear that it is video games.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so right now, you know, like you were saying, trying to explain to people what you are and everything, what is your talent attraction and retention strategy now?
We actually make our positions very interesting. Mm-hmm. Like, for example, when I hire for my team, right, when you talk about marketing, marketing is not just about SEO, SEM, you know. Within the works of SEO, you're talking about outreach. And within outreach itself, you're talking about content. And content means every single media has to be involved, you know. So we package this in such a way that when the person comes in and looks at it, it's not just a very narrow job scope. There is a lot of opportunity for this person to be involved in many, many areas of which he may not have an opportunity to do so if he were to take up a strictly, let's say, an SEM job, for example, you know. So we do that for packaging, all right? For retention, we usually go for candidates who have some experience or some interest in video games.
Right.
It's not so hard nowadays. But it was very hard in the past. And being a player or a gamer means that you understand that there is joy that you derive from video games, you know. And when you come to the office and when we meet up or when we sit down and even through a Zoom meeting, we are all on the same wavelength. We are really just gamers.
Okay.
Yeah. And to tell you something also very interesting was that when we used to work physically in the office, we used to go to this rundown coffee shop for zha fan, you know, and all of us just pull out our cell phone and we all play the same game, and then we just spend 2 hours at lunch playing and bickering at each other, you know, toxic gaming each other, you know. It's really fun and it can happen. It's actually very, very common.
Okay.
Yeah, within the company itself.
Right. Now, I want to ask, 20 years next year, future plans, what are the future plans for Off Gamers?
Future plans, like I say, we intend to bring more verticals into our business. We are trying very hard to achieve our core focus, which is to make everything available everywhere.
Okay.
Right? That's our core focus. It's a big dream. It's a big target. And this is our target for the next 10 years.
Okay. Yeah. So watch this space.
Thank you.
Thank you for spending time with us. I've been speaking to Karen Thung, Director of Strategic Partnership Unit from Off Gamers, and you've been listening to Open for Business. I'm Frida Liu, BFM 89.9.
You have been listening to a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station. For more stories of the same kind, download the BFM app.